AP News, I'm Mike Hempen.
Present! Present! Arms!
The traditional wreath-laying ceremony on Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery. President Biden says Americans must never forget the sacrifice of generations of Americans who died protecting our democracy. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says each Memorial Day brings pride and pain.
I know that each Memorial Day brings new waves of both pride and pain. And on behalf of the Department of Defense, please accept our country's deepest gratitude for all that you have given and our deepest sympathies for all that you have lost.
Russia issues an arrest warrant for Lindsey Graham over some Ukraine remarks he made.
Russia wants to arrest Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina after what he said about the war in Ukraine. Graham met with Ukraine's President Zelensky on Friday. Zelensky's office later released an edited video in which Senator Graham says the Russians are dying and describes U.S. military assistance to Ukraine as the best money we've ever spent. Senator Graham appears to have made the remarks at different times in the conversation, but the short video by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other. It caused outrage in Russia. The Russian Interior Ministry then issued the arrest warrant. I'm Rita Foley.
Firefighters and other first responders are being credited with saving lives at great risk to their own safety after a six-story apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, partially collapsed. Authorities say there are no known fatalities after a section of the building crashed to the ground. This is AP News. In Istanbul, residents are reacting to the news that the Turkish president has won a third term in office.
We won, says one resident. Erdogan is a fighter. We finally won. But not everyone in the Turkish capital is celebrating. One resident says, our expectation was to have new blood, to have someone new come. However, this did not happen. I'm disappointed. That is what I can tell you. Erdogan is now tasked with confronting skyrocketing inflation that has fueled a cost of living crisis and rebuilding in the aftermath of February's devastating earthquake that killed more than 50,000 people. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A United Nations committee is meeting in Paris to work on what is intended to be a landmark treaty to bring an end to global plastic pollution. But there is little agreement on what the outcome should be. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.